Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Gimel. We are on Beis Mabeis towards the bottom. We are in the Drushas, Machlokas, we just quoted, Machlokas Tanaim, about what is the source and what is the halacha of Krachan and Mukaf and Choma walled cities. Does it go by the times of Achashverosh, the times of the Purim story, which Misvara would make more sense, because that's when the story happened. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you go by the walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, as our Mishnah said. And the Gemara gave two reasons for that. What we hold, Mivos Yeshua ben Nun, the Bavli gave one, the Yerushalmi gave the other. The Bavli gave a Zeir Shava of Praze, and you go by a unique Zeir Shava, as the Ramban pointed out. Usually a Zeir Shava is between two Pesukim in the Torah, and here we have a Zeir Shava between a Pasuk in Megillas Esther and a Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, but it's enough for us to have our source. That was the reason given by the Bavli. Look in the Yerushalmi, it's quoted by the Rishonim, the Ran on Daf Aleph, and Aleph on the Daf Yerif, quotes the Yerushalmi in the name of Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kedei lachlo kavod la'eretz Yisrael, shahaysa chareva ba'osan ayamim. Give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. We know the entire story happened out of Eretz Yisrael. It happened in Shushan and all of the neighboring towns and the provinces, and it was the Eretz Yisrael was desolate at that time. Remember, it was towards the end of the 70 years. V'talu oso b'yemos Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they would toll it on the time of Yeshua ben Nun, so that we would think about Eretz Yisrael even during the Purim story. Even though in general it was related to Eretz Yisrael, in that Purim led to the rebuilding of Vayisheni, according to Chazal, the son of Achashverosh and Esther gave the first permission, or gave the, not the first permission, the re-permission. It had been given earlier, then it was stopped, the re-permission to continue building the Beis HaMikdash. So it had to do behind the scenes with the Beis HaMikdash. And obviously in the first parak of Akelim Mikelim Shonim, we know other connections to the Beis HaMikdash, but Chazal, according to the Yerushalmi, wanted to imbue it with another remembrance of Eretz Yisrael. So we had a Machlokas Tanoim about when do you go by? Then the Gemara went through what does each shita do with the other one's makar, and what does each shita do with the pasuk in the Megillah that says Medina, Medina, Ir va'ir, and what does each of those phrases teach us? So at the end of the day, the Gemara said, well, one of them must be used for the din of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now we're five lines from the bottom. Yeshua ben Levi says, Krach v'chala samech lo v'chala nira imo, any krach, lanes on Tesvav, and any city close to a krach. We'll see by the Shem Anamid Beis of today's daf, what does it mean, close? V'chol hanira imo, and anything seen with it. Again, a machlokas rishon. And what does that mean, seen with it? That you could see both, wherever you're standing, or each one could see the other one? What does that mean, nira imo? Something about vision. Nidon kikrach. But anything close by is subject to laws of a krach. And Akama, how far is that? Omer of Yirmiya, Vitamer of Chiyabar Abba, Kime Chamatan Litferia Mil. Like the distance from Chamatan to Tveria, which is a mil. We've shown and pointed out here that some of these halachas of Mukaf and Arechoma apply to other areas of halacha as well, not just Megillah. There are Dinim Daraisa that it applies. You know, from Parshas Bechukosai, we have laws of Batei Arechoma. You sell a house in Batei Arechoma, and you only have 1 year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back, it stays with Smisus. It stays forever with the buyer. So the rule, that does not have the rule of Samuch and Nireh. That's only Mamish in the Batei Arechoma. Say the Rishonim here. It's not exactly an exact parallel between the laws of Arechoma and the laws of Megillas Esther, but there is a similar idea of krachin hamukafin chom. Okay, one more line. It says the Gemara v'lema mil. Why don't we just say? Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon ben Levi just say if you're within a mil of the krach? Why do you have to say from chamatan to tveria? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya v'tamer Rabbi Chiyabar Abba kimei chamatan l'tveria mil. To teach me, sorry, I read that already. V'lema mil hakamash malan the shiura de mil kamahavi kimei chamatan l'tveria. To teach me, that's how long a mil is. From Chabatat to Tveria, remember that's where many of the Jews were relocated. The Sanhedrin went to those places. After the Sanhedrin went from Yerushalayim to Yavne, most of the places that it went were up north, in Sipori, in Tveria, twice. and the last place wasn't Tveria, as we quoted the Rambam in the past. That was the last spot the Sanhedrin was, and maybe that's connected to why the Rambam is buried there, because it says Asid is going to return to Tveria, but that was the shear that was given. The Chazon Ish writes that it's not always easy. The Chazon Ish is famous for measurements. Famous for larger measurements. Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish are always the two measurements that are given. But the Chazon Ish says measuring things isn't always so easy. Not always so easy. So if Chazal could give us a hint, give us a help to know exactly the distance of a certain measurement, so Chazal would give it to us. Writes the Chazon Ish, Shashir ze masru chachamim ledoram, mipnei shahamedida hi malacha hadoreshes bikius bechachmas hamedida. Not only knowing the measurements, but the actual measuring is challenging. V'torach rav l'leches v'la'amol b'medida achiyedos amercha galburyo. V'chazal acharei she'amdu, acharei she'madadu, umatzu makom, she'shiyirahu alpayim amma, masro zorachamim lakol, kidei she'aydei ashva ben adrachim yichlu ladas, hem derach zeh meruba me'alpayim, or p'chusa me'alpayim. If they have a trick to help us out, so then they would give it to us, so that it would be a little easier for us to know. That's why here too, what's a meal? So mechamatan litveria. We know we use meal in many areas of halacha. We know the Gemara in Pesachim and Shabbos about 3/4 of a meal. Remember the stira between the Gemara in Pesachim and Shabbos. One Gemara says that Bein Hashmashos is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, and the other Gemara says that the difference from Shkia to Tzeis is 4 mil. That's a problem, because we usually think Bein Hashmashos is the time from Shkia to Tzeis. So how can one Gemara say it's 4 mil, and the other Gemara say that Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil? So that's the well-known machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra and the Gaonim, whether you have 2 Tzeis or 2 Shkias. Rabbi Tam comes up with 2 shkias, the earlier shkia, the 3/4 of a mil is at the beginning of the 4 mil, and that's not the significant shkia according to Rabbi Tam. The real shkia is 4 mil later, where it's pitch black outside. And that's what the Grah can't fathom, where the Grah writes, Hachush Machish. If you look outside, it can't be that it's still daytime. It can't be that it's even Safik Yom Safik Laila. So that's the Grah's major kasha on Rabbi Tam. Hachush. The chush, the feeling you get machish is machish. So that's why it can't be that that is true. So that's why the Gra says, no, the real shkia, there's only one shkia. There's two tzeisis, tzeis kala kochavim, which is important for certain halachos, which is later on. But that's why, as we know, the Gra's manim and the based on earlier sources, are always much earlier at night than Rabbeinu Tam's manim. And that is related to the measurement of a mil as well. Machlokas, three machlokas achronim. How long is a mil? Mechamatan l'tferia, how long does it take? So there's three different shitas: 18, 22 and a half, or 24 minutes. It's the that's the difference. And that's why we get 72 minutes. What does that say? Somebody holds 72 minutes. That's 4 mil. 18 times 4, that's 4 mil. Why they hold on Motzei Shabbos. That's also, we've mentioned in the past, the shita of the Urayim, where we get lighting candles 18 minutes before Shkia, many circles, or 20 minutes before Shkia. Where does that come from? Just Chai? You want to have something nothing nice before Shabbos? We mentioned no. The Urayim, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, has a unique shita in that sugya of Bein Hashmashos. The Urayim holds that Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia, not after Shkia. Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. Before Shkia, that's how he works out the sugya. So if you think about it, Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. So if you take the longest sheet of a mil, Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil. The longest sheet of a mil is 24 minutes. 3/4 of that is 18 minutes. So the longest possibility for the Urayim's Bein Hashmashos starts 18 minutes before Shkia. That's where the minhag came from, to light candles 18 minutes before Shkia, is to be choshesh. We don't really hold like the Urayim, but that's where the minhag developed, to be choshesh for the sheet of the Urayim, who says that Bein Hashmashos is before Shkia. The longest meal, again, is 20, we're talking about meal here, the longest is 24, 3/4 of a meal is 18 minutes. That's where the minhag came from. Mishnah Berurah adds that if you're really being choshesh for the Urayim, so you need tosef hashab, not really choshesh, you'll have to go into the 18 minutes if you need. But the minhag should be, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why in some shuls they do this, 20 minutes before Shkia, to have 2 minutes of tosef hashabbos. Because once it's Bein Hashmashos already, it's Safek Yom Safek Laila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that you should do 20 minutes before Shkia. And in the Shaar HaTzion he writes, Lachshosh L'shitas Reb Elazar B'Metz. Who's Reb Elazar B'Metz? That's the author of the Urayim. That's what the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, that's where the 18 and the 20 minutes come from. Okay, back to our Gemara on the bottom here of Beis Mabeis. That's why it said, doesn't just say mil, to teach us how long a mil is. Period. Vayter, v'amr, b'yirmiyah, v'itemer, b'chiyah, bar Abba. Right, we have this person, same person talking, that's why we have this here. Mansapach tsofim amram. What's mansapach? It's not a word. It's just letters. Mansapach, these are all the letters that have a double letter in the Hebrew language. It has osio sophios, right? Mem nun sadi fe chaf. They all have double. They have open letters and closed letters. Sophim amram. The tsofim. Who are the tsofim? Last Rashi on the page. Nevi'e hadoros. The prophets of the generations. Nevi'e hadoros. They were the ones that made up these letters. Tsofim amram, right? Some say that it wasn't made by one generation. It was made by a number of generations. That's the Diyuk. The Vilna Gaon writes that it was Shaloa Yidei Navi Echad Nischad Shu Osios Mansapach Elakol Navi Chidesh Os Achas. Right? They all came up with another letter. Why is the Gra saying this? Because the question the Ritva asks: why aren't these in order? Mansapach. It should be Chaf. It should be Kamans Pitza. Right? It should be in order. Why isn't it in order? So the Gra says maybe it was made by different generations, different Nevi'im. That's the Diyuk in Rashi, Nevi'e Hadoros. That's why Rashi is saying what he says. The other answer given, the Ritva and the Tosfos implicitly gives a different answer because we want to spell something out, even though it's just the letters. It's as if you could read it, Min Sofayach, from the seers, called Sofayach Masuko, right? Sofayach. So, min sofayach, from the tsofim, from those nevi'im, we receive the mesorah of these letters. So, two answers. The Gra says one, and the Rishonim already give another. So, matzapach, tsofim amram, the seers. Remember, Shmuel is Shmuel in the Navi. It wasn't called a Navi, it was called the Ro'eh, which is the same idea as a tsofet. Says the Gemara, v'tizra, is this really logical? That the Tzofim, the Nevi'im, throughout the generations, made up these letters. Faksiv. The Pasuk says, Eila ha-mitzvos, she'ein navi rashoi l'chadish avar me'ata. A navi is not going to make up new halachas. Can't make up new halachas. The Nevi'im can make up Dinim Darabanan. That's true. But they can't make up basic laws that relate to Dinim Daraisa. Right? And therefore, the Achronim, the Sifsei Chachamim here in Megillah says that letters would represent something new relating back to the Din Daraisa. Why? Because if you write the wrong letter in the Torah, it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle Sefer Torah, even a Daraisa level. Pashas, if you write a sof letter where it's not supposed to be, or an open letter where it's not supposed to be. So how could the Chazal have the ability to do this? Again, Dinim Drabanan, we learn many Dinim Drabanan from Sukkim in Navi. Or Ksuvim. Megillas Esther, right? All the mitzvahs Hayom of Purim, right? The covenant and Onik Shabbos is learned out from a pasuk in Yishayahu Nun Ches. So there are many halachas that are learned out from Sukkim in the Navi, Divrei Kabbalah. But how could you come up with such a basic din that relates to Dinim D'Araisa? Question one, the ode, and also it can't be that it was made later because we know it was earlier. Ha'amar Rav Chizda Mem v'Samach shebeluchos b'neisa yomdim. The Mem and the Samach in the Luchos were miraculously there. Why were they miraculously there? We know in the Luchos there was nothing written on the stones. It was engraved through and through. That's why miraculously you were able to read the Luchos from both sides. You would think it would be backwards on the opposite side. But no, somehow miraculously it could be read on both sides, Chazal tell us, but it could be read, it went through, like you could see air on the other side. It was carved out all the way through, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That is why I think we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. The first luach, the right luach, so to speak, was much lighter. Why? Because it had a lot more words. So a lot more stone was missing. Because the way that it was written was, it was all the way through, so it was much, the left side was much shorter. Losirtzach, losinov, losignov, much shorter, so it was much heavier. But that's the Masorah that we have, is that there was five on one side and five on the other side. But it said that, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave some help with Moshe to carry it. But B'nai Sayyu Omdim, why was it B'nai? Because the Mem and the Samach, if you engrave it, it has a little circle in the middle. Because it's a letter that goes all the way around. If it goes all the way around, so how does it hold up? How does the middle of the Mem Sofis and the Samach, how does that hold? So it must be the Derech Nes. But what do you see from there? That the Mem Sofis was around. Right? It was around earlier. So how can you say it was a later din that was created by the Tzofim? So the Gemara answers in Mehevahave. Really, it was there. It was there. It did exist. Velohavi Yadi. But nobody knew. Hey Be'emsa Teva, the Hey Be'sof Teva. What was supposed to go in the middle? What was supposed to go in the end? Interesting, it doesn't say what was supposed to go in the beginning and the end. It says the middle and the end. The Hey Be'sof Teva. Va'asu Tzofim. And that's when the Tzofim came along and said what should go in the middle and what should go in the end. The open letters in the middle and the closed letters in the end. So that's what they came up with. There's an amazing thought. I mentioned, I heard this from in a shiur from Rabbi Pesach Kron. I don't know if he quoted anybody. But the Gemara in Shabbos. The Shabbos tells us enough Kufdalid. All the magic of the Hebrew language. How do you remember where this Gemara is? It's the code of the Jewish the code of Judaism. It's the code, Kuf Dalet, in Masech HaShabbos. Kuf Dalet and Aleph, the Gemara goes through every single letter of the Aleph Beis, telling us what the message is. Aleph Beis, Alev Bina, learn, Gimel Dalas, Gimel Dalim, right, the Hevav, it goes through each one. So, part of that Gemara, it goes through the two Mems. Mem Psucha, Mem Stuma. An open Mem and a closed Mem. What's the message of an open mem and a closed mem? Says the Gemara, ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sasum. An open ma'amar, one that's somewhat understandable, it's open to you, and a ma'amar sasum, a closed one, that's very difficult to understand. Ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sasum. Let's hold on to this Gemara. Shas starts off with an open mem. Me'em asai korin. Open mem. Shas mishnayis ends with a closed mem. Hashem yivarech hazamo bashalom, at the end of Uksin. Ends with a closed mem. What's the message why Shas started off with an open mem and ends with a closed mem? Because suddenly we open up a Mishnah, we open up the beginning, we're like, okay, I can do this. It's a Mamar Pasuach. I can understand this, it's not so difficult. I start getting into the Limud. But as we go through Shas, we realize there's so much there, and there's so much depth, and there's so much that we have to, you know, do again. We get to the end of Shas, we get to a closed mem. It's a Mamar Sasum. Okay, wait, I gotta do this again. Right? It's Sasum, it's closed off, That's why Mamar Pasua, Mamar Sasum, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that's the open letters and the closed letters. Mamar Pasuach starts off with one, and a Mamar Sasum, that's Shabbos Kuftal. Okay, so, says the Gemara, that's what the Tzofim came along. We originally did not know where to put the letters, and they told us to. Says the Gemara now, fourth line, Sof Sof, so at the end of the day, there's still Mechadish something. Eila HaMitzvos, Shei Navi Asid Lechadish Davar Me'ata. Navim after Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come up with dinim daraisa or items related to a din daraisa. So still, even if they were mechadesh, where to apply these letters, where to put these letters, that's still considered a chiddush. So why are they allowed to do that? Ela shachachum v'chazru v'yistum. Must be that we knew beforehand. We knew where these letters were supposed to go. We knew there was the open ones supposed to be in the middle and the closed ones were supposed to be in the end. But then it was forgotten. Shachachum. And they came back and were mechadish. Right? Mechadish adover liyoshna. Machzer adover liyoshna. They brought it back. And therefore, it was not something new. And that's why it was okay. The Pnei Yeshua here, Baruch Hashem, Rav Osai, we're back with the Pnei Yeshua. We didn't have him for Masechta in Tainus, but he's back on the scene in Megillah. Can't learn Megillah without a Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua, we'll have a Bezra a little bit later, a major Pnei Yeshua that is much talked about, but we'll have nothing, there's no minor Pnei Yeshua, but we'll have one that is more talked about, Bezra Hashem, a little bit later. But the Pnei Yeshua says, behind the scenes here, the Gemara basically asks the same question twice. The Gemara says, it's a Chiddush. No. It was there, we just didn't know. It's still a Chiddush. So what's behind this, the second question? So the Pnei Yeshua says, behind it is maybe the problem that this statement of Eila HaMitzvot is also mentioned in Tzmura, on Daf Tezayin. Mentioned there when Moshe Rabbeinu died, and Yeshua Ben Nun forgot, or at that time, hundreds of halachos were forgotten, Bizman Evlo Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara describes, and it says, the Klai Yisrael went to Yeshua Ben Nun and said, get it back! Ask Hashem these halachos! Get back these halachos! And what does the Gemara say? What does Yeshua Ben Nun answer? Lo Bashamayim mean. I can't do that. I can't just get it back automatically from Shemayim. Lo Bashamayim mean. He quoted Rabbi Yeshua. Right, he quoted from the Yeshua in the Tanur Shalachnoi Gemara, but Metziah Nuntes, that you can't just learn halachas from Shemayim. You gotta figure it out ourselves. So that's why it said they would have stoned Yoshua. Anyway, that's the Gemara in Tamura. But it says the Prey Yeshua, maybe that's also what's behind the scenes here, what the Gemara is bothered by. How is it possible that Sofim, the Nevi'im, taught us something? Are we allowed to learn a halacha from a Navi? A Pinavua? So how do they, that's maybe the second time the Gemara is asking the question. That the Gemara is bothered. How are you allowed to learn me from right? Just like Rabbi Yeshua said. I don't care about a Baskol. You can't learn halachas from a Baskol, right? You can't learn halachas from a Navi. So therefore, that is that was part of the problem. And this is again a major sugya. I think we had a Daf Be'in shir about this a couple of years ago. The issue about learning halacha from heaven. Right, religious autonomy and heavenly intervention, right? The balance between the two, right? And you don't have to go far in Shas to come to this problem, right? Daf Gimel and Brachas, the second daf and all the Brachas. Remember that Eliyahu Hanavi walks by a churva and meets Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, I learned three things from Eliyahu Hanavi on that day. And it goes through that you can't daven in a churva and daven on a derech from Makam Ksara. The Maritz Chai is there in Brachas Daf Gimel, all the way at the beginning of Shas, says, Nira Be'enai, he says, he quotes a Rashi in Shabbos, Eich Lamar Hashas Dinam Eilam Elio. How can you learn it from Elio? Lo Bashamayimi. How could Elio Navi teach me something? The Afshar, so says the Maritz Chayis Yisod Gadol. And this is one of his major topics in his Ksavim, in the Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis. This is one of his topics about learning halacha from Elio. The Afshar Lomar, De'im Elio Omer Dinim Mitzad HaNevuah. If Elio Navi told us something, some prophecy that this is the halacha. How long do you have to wait between milchus and fleishik? Eliyahu says, I had a nevuah that it has to be this amount. Then we don't trust him. Not trust him. Then we don't listen to him. Oz shaykh lo bashamayimi. Vein navi rashoy lechadish ever me'ata. Aval im omer milsa b'tayma. Masha shama mipi chacham macherim. But if he says something that makes sense, it's based on logic. It's based on svar. It's based on lamdis. Azai shomen lo. Then you would listen to him. Kemosha Matsinu, Ervin Membez, Deratza Ashas, Lomarta, Hanu, Shev Shreitze, Elio Amrum, Mashashem Membez Amedrish, right? Elio Navi is quoted elsewhere. That's the Maritz Chayis. It depends if he says something Mitzah Nevuah or Mitzah Nachachma. One might add, he doesn't say this, one might add based on a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, that Elio Navi might be different. Elio Navi is different. We know the Chassam Sofer writes in Chelek Vav of his tshuvas, in his last volume, that Elio Navi shows himself in two different ways. We've quoted this many times in the past. Eliyahu Navi sometimes just comes in his neshama. Right? By a bris, we don't see Eliyahu Navi. So, he's coming with just his neshama. How can he be at 4,000 brisim at the same time? Because he could dance at two weddings if you're just a neshama. Fine. But sometimes, Eliyahu Navi is not just a neshama. A couple of weeks ago, remember we had the Gemara in Tainus, right? Some of the Tanoim met Rabbi Chanina Chozah, I think, met Eliyahu Navi in the Shuk and asked, who are the Olam Haba people in this marketplace? And he said, oh yeah, those people over there, they're going to Olam Haba, they're Batchanim. So he wasn't just a neshama then. So the Tanoim are talking to him as if he's a person. So Chassam Sofer says sometimes he's Mislabish Beguf. Remember, he never died. Eliyahu Navi lo meis, he went up to Shemayim. The Gemara said that in Tainus that Yaakov Avinu lo meis too, but the Gemara says, but we know he died. Fayamas, and okay, his children carry on the torch, but Yaakov Avinu died, the Torah says. Eliyahu Navi never died. So sometimes he comes back as a neshama, sometimes as a goof. So maybe it could be, if he come back as a goof, so then he is going to teach us through when he's in that realm, and that's okay, and that's not considered nevuah. That's also what we've quoted in the past from Rav Levi Yitzchak, why we say teku in the Gemara and not meku. Right? It should be Moshe Yataris Kushis Vabayas. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's our greatest teacher. Why Eliyahu Navi Tishmi Yataretz? I mean, we love Eliyahu, but it should be Moshe Rabbeinu. So explains the Kedushas Levi that the Eimei Avodas Mecha quotes as Kedushas Levi that a posek can only give an answer to a shaila if he's involved in the generation. If he knows what's going on, if he's alive, if he's there. We can't ask the Chassam Sofer questions about cars. We can't ask him a question about cars. Right, we can't ask the Rambam a question about a microwave, right? Because they could teach us the principles, but the applications of halach is only by somebody who's a posek, who's involved in the world. So Eliyahu Navi is still here, right? Every once in a while we have Giluye Elio as we know. So again, that's why he's different. So again, related to that sugya of learning from Shamayim and Loba Shamayimi, that's an important discussion of Eliyahu versus General Baskols, right? That's a major sugya, but again, we continue. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Ha'ara here. Shachachum v'chazru v'yistam. So now we continue with the next statement of Amar Rebbe Yirmiya v'itema Rebbe Chia bar Abba. Targum shal Torah unkelus hager amaro. Again, Rabosai, this is one of those dafim that, again, Megillah has many of them. They're jam-packed, and we try to touch on as many topics that we can. The Targum of the Torah. Who was Matargim the Torah? Who transmitted it? Unkelus. Unkelus Hager, Unkelus, who we know became Jewish. The Gemara Nevot is Zara, and he convinced many others to become Jewish. Unkelus Hager Amaro. He was the one that transmitted the Targum to us. Mipi, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua. And he got the Mesorah from Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua. Right? The godless of Unkelus. There's something very special about Unkelus. So we know the halachas of Shnai Mikra v'Echad Targum. Right? Ultimately, first step is Unkelus. Somebody can't do Unkelus, then they do Rashi, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yerusha Mayim Yosi de Shnehem and do Unkelus and Rashi. Ravad Yosef, right, bemoans the fact that we don't learn Unkelus today. And everybody just skips to Rashi, the other Mepharshim. He's very upset about it. Yechav Adas, he talks about this in Chelek Beis Simel Lamed Zayin. He quotes, Ha'im Kriyas, the Shiloh that was asked to him, Ha'im Kriyas Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum, Chova Gam L'mi She'eno Mavin Kolkach Esfasa Targum. What if you don't understand Unkelus? Is there any reason to say Unkelus? V'Ha'im Mutter Likra Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum, B'Shabbos, B'Shosh HaShlich Tzibur Kori B'Torah. Okay, that's the second Shiloh. Are you allowed to say it along in an underbreath with the Chazon? That is, the Poskim say, quote, that is true. What about the first point? Is there any point in saying Unkelus if one doesn't understand it? See, he says 100%, he quotes from earlier sources, he quotes from Gaonim, Sheyesh Lahakpin Likro Dafka Targum Unkelus Lafi Shenitan V'Sinai, our Gemara. That's the source of our Gemara. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Yerei Shemayim Yikra Gam Pirush Rashi V'Gam Targum Unkelus. And so too, he quotes the Yamshar Shlomo in Kiddushin, V'Yagam HaArizal, Hizir Ma'od Al Kriyas HaTargum Al Pi HaKabbalah. The Arizal and the Chida. V'Lachein, Af Mishaino Maven Kalkach Svasa Targum, a lovely grow a parsha shtaimikovecha targum. You gotta do it. And he quotes the Prima Gadim, that's the Remez in the beginning of Shmos, Ve'ela Shmos, the Balaturim quotes us also. V'chayiv Adam Likro a parsha shtaimikovecha targum. It's Ve'ela Shmos. And that's the Chida also quotes that Remez. Interesting, at the end of that piece, he says, let me just throw something else in here that I'm very upset about. He says, Hineni lo ha'ir tzumas leiv minale batei sefer. I'm speaking to all those principals and curriculum writers out there, says Rav Avadya. Sha'aleyem mutelas chova kedosha l'lamei ta'amei ha'mikro l'talmidim. You gotta teach chumash with a trup, with a ta'amim. Kefi misores avoseyem. Va'od lefnei yigiyim l'gil bar mitzvah. Kedei sheyuchlu l'kayim mitzvahs kriyash ta'amei kavecha targum b'tami ha'mikro. That's the ultimate. Kishazui ikra mitzvahs kriyashnayim mikavecha targum, like the Radvaz says. The ikra is to do it with the ta'amim. That he quotes the chida, that should be with the proper negina. He quotes many other achronim. Va'targum adarab ishlahak velikroso b'li ta'amim. The targum not. The targum doesn't have ta'amim. But the chumash. Ve'lo ka'osa minahalim she'ena mashgichim klal olamedes tamidei batei sefer tamei amikra. Ve'rak kishanar miskarev le'gil bar mitzvah milandim oso kriyas mispar psukim b'ta'amim k'dei shikrim b'tzibur v'su'lo. Not like the minhag that we just learned our bar mitzvah parsha. Or a couple of psukim. He says, v'zui t'udas anius lo'osam horim umorim she'enim sonim leiv kolkach. He says, it's terrible. Terrible to those parents and teachers that they don't teach their kids. He says, oh, the bar mitzvah parsha. You gotta teach them the yesodos. And he considers that a very important yesod, teaching with the ta'amim. So once he's talking about the targum. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Reb Chiya bar Abba says that the targum of Torah, Unkelus, gave us. From the Mesorah of Blessed Rabbi Yeshua. Targum shel Nevi'im, Yonah son ben Uziel Amru. Yonah son ben Uziel. He gave us the targum of Nevi'im. Mipi Chagai Zachariah Umalachi. For going back to Chagai and Malachi, obviously he didn't see them, it was much later generation, during the times of Hillel. If you remember the Gemara in Sukkah, by Yosef ben Uziel being Talmidim of Hillel. So he gave them a Mesorah from Chagai and Malachi, v'nizdaza Eretz Yisrael. And when he gave the Mesorah of the Targum, Eretz Yisrael shook. Arba meos parsi, arba meos parsi. It was an earthquake. It's an earthquake when the Targum of Ksuvim was given. Why was there an earthquake? What was the problem? Let's continue. Yatsa Basko Va'amra, Miuze Shagilai Sasari Lebnei Adam. Who is the one that's revealing my secrets to people? Who is revealing it? Amad Yonasu Ben Uziel Al Raglav Va'amr. Rabbi Yehoshua Raziel stands up. Amar, he says, Ani Ushagalisi Sisarachel Bnei Adam. It was me. I take credit. I take credit for revealing. Why? Galiv Yadua Lefanecha. Shalach Vodi Asisi Volachvei Bezabes Abba. It's known to you. Galiv Yadua Lefanecha. Like an Asher Yatzar. Right? Lo Lechvodi. I didn't do it for my own covet. I didn't do it for the covet of my family. Elo Lechvodcha Asisi. I did it for your covet. Shlo Yarbu Machlokas Be Yisrael. Because I didn't want, there's so much Machlokas. There are so many Ksuvim that are so not understood. So I didn't want Machlokas about understanding the Ksuvim. That's why I revealed it. Who was the last person in Dafyomi who we had who made such a statement? Lo lechvodi asisi, lechved abba asisi. Tainis, Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Dafchav, where he says, I made this deal with Hashem to get the water from the Adon, right? Not for me, not for my family. I got it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gotta help me out. And he caused it to rain. Same exact lashon. Nakdimon Ben Gurion, one of the three who stopped the sun and the moon. So, Yerushalayim Ben Uziel defend himself. For what he did. Va'od. That was the Targum of Nevi'im. Did I say Ksuvim? That was the Targum of Nevi'im. He was Megala'it. Va'od Bikesh Legalos Targum. The Tosas Reed says, why was it so terrible? Nizdazeya? It prevented Machlokas. But the Tosas Reed says, now we don't have to work as hard. Less Amelos Batorah. Tosas Reed, right here. Less Amelos Batorah. He says, though, I don't know if the world can handle that, says the Tosas Reed. And therefore, that's why the world shook. Like, I just find a line of the Tosfos Rid, I'll read it to you. Says the Tosfos Rid, Kiva de Kasav Targuma de Krai, Lo Masri Nafshayu, Lo Milfinu Kidame Ikara. Because you wouldn't learn it as hard. So that's why the Tosfos Rid says, that's why the world shook. But now we have the Nevi'im. So, Va'od Bikish Lekalos Targum Shok Suvim. And then he even wanted to reveal the Targum of Ksuvim. Yatsuz Abaskol V'amrlo. Abaskol, speaking of Abaskols, went out and said, Dayecha, my time, enough, stop it. Why? Mishum de'ispe case Mashiach. Hashem did not want to reveal the case of Mashiach, because, right, similar to what happened in the time of Yaakov Avinu, right, we don't want people not to hope for it, or to know it's not going to happen soon. So therefore, Hashem didn't want to reveal it, right? Some of the psukim in Daniel, right, the targum of that would be the case Mashiach. The Rishonim point out here, the Rashba points out here, if you open up a Navi, we have some Targum and Ksuvim. If you open up a Nevi'im and Ksuvim, we have. Open up a Mishle. Open up some of the Eov. V'im Tomer, ask the Rashba. V'ho ha'islanu Targum shel Ksuvim, or we made Tanam Nami ha'yelahem. I'll quote you a couple of Gemaras, where they refer to the Targum of Ksuvim. So he says, it must be Venera, says the Rashba, she'echad min ha'tanoim la'achar Yonasan min Uziel tirgamo. It must be one of the later Tanaim did it, velo tirgam sefer Daniel, mishum de'isme keitz Mashiach. He left that one out. They left that one out. They did the rest of Ksuvim, because that was the problem. V'Yonasan min Uziel, she'nimna mila targam. So why didn't Yonasan min Uziel do the rest except for that one? Mishum de'kivan shelo yachal la'targam esakol, la'rasa la'targam iksaso. He didn't want to start a job he couldn't finish. That's why he didn't do it. Others would say, okay, we'll take all of them except for Daniel. But that says the Rashba, that's why, Lamaisa, we have a Targum of Ksuvim, even though the Gemara assumes that it was not given in the earlier generations. Okay, so that was the next statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Yitim Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Says the Gemara, V'Targum Shal Torah Unkelus Hager Amro? Really? Unkelus was the one that gave us the Targum? Right in the middle of the daf, V'yamar Rav Ika Bar Avin Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav Mai Dechsev. But what does the pasuk mean? Va'yikru b'sefer Torah So Elokim, and they read right, pasuk in Nehemiah. They read in the sefer Torah So Elokim, miforash, explicit, v'shum seichel based on logic, v'yavinu b'mikra, and they understood the psukim. Every phrase in this pasuk is alluding to something else that was given in the Mesorah in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. Vayikru b'sefer Torah so Elokim ze Mikra. That's referring to Mikra. That's Torah so Elokim. Miforash, explicated, ze Targum. So you see, it was much earlier. Time of Ezra and Nehemiah. The Targum was given. Ze Targum. Vishum seichel elu hapsukin. Elu hapsukin. What is elu hapsukin? That's the split of the psukim. Right, as we had. We had recently. Right, you're not allowed to break up any psukim. V'yavinu b'mikra, that phrase, elu piskei ta'amim. Right, that's the ta'ami ha'mikra. Goes way back, the ta'amim. They say, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you give him a pasuk in Tanakh, he'll tell you what the ta'amim are on it. Because he understood the ta'amim and how they help you understand the pasuk, that he could say it. Not just memorization, but understanding. That's why there's so many thoughts in the Emes Yaakov on the ta'amim. He was a bucky in that. Elu piskei ta'amim. V'amri la, Elo HaMesoros. And as others say that Yavina Bameker refers to the Mesoros, which is the pronunciation of the letters. Either way, question mark. Right, you see that Targum was much earlier. So Shachuram Bechazov Yistum. Okay, and it was forgotten, just like we said earlier, and then it was found out. So says the Gemara, Maishna Dol Raisa Dolo is Dazeya VaAdenaviya is Dazeya. Why did the world only shake by the Targum of Navi, but it did not shake by the Targum of Torah? Right, Torah obviously is unique in its status. So the Gemara says, "De oraisa mifresha milsa." The Nevi'ei, but the Torah, obviously not a drushes, but it's more mefurish. It's more understandable. There's less machlokos about psukim in Torah. The Nevi'ei kimili de mifresha and kimili de mistaman. There's some psukim in the Navi or that are totally not understandable. We did have a Gemara a couple of months ago that said there are certain words in the Torah of Ein Lahem Hechra. You don't know where this word goes. Is it read with the previous phrase, with the later phrase? So there are certain words in the Torah that are difficult to understand. But there are whole sections of Navi that are closed off to us. For example, the Gemara says, Dichsiv, and that's why it was more major when the Targum was revealed of the Navi. What's an example? The Pasuk in Zechariah, Dichsiv, Bayamahu Yigdal, Hamesper B'Yerushalayim, on that day, in the future will be the great Hesped in Yerushalayim, Kemispeid Hadadrimon Bebikas Megiddon, like the Hesped that took place for Hadadrimon in the valley of Megiddon, and we have no idea who that is. It's like referring to something that like everybody should know. Oh, it's like that other great hesped that took place. What was that great hesped? We don't know. So the Gemara explains. The Amar of Yosef, explains. The Gemara targumo da haikra leyadana maika amar. Without the targum on this pasuk, we would have no idea what it means. Why is Rav Yosef saying this? Is there any significance that Rav Yosef is telling us the targum? So machlokes rishonim. Whenever this comes up, Rav Yosef many times throughout Shas tells us about the targum. Tosfos in Bava Kamma Daf Gimel is emphatic that he was a Baki B'Targum. That's it. Don't get so excited about anything else. This is not a halachic issue here. Tosfos, Bava Kamma, Gimel Amma Beis. Tosfos says, Rav Yosef was a Baki in Targumim, and that's why many times in Shas, we have him commenting on the Targum. What is Tosfos going against? What is he precluding? The other opinion in the Rishonim. Tosfos quotes the other opinion. The Ritva says it right here. That Rav Yosef was blind. He was blind. And he felt that he wasn't allowed to say Dvarim Shebechsav. Dvarim Shebechsav Yetare Shalom Ran Alpeh. And therefore, he focused on the Targumim, which wasn't Dvarim Shebechsav. That's why he was a Baki, says that day. Tosfos does not like that at all. Tosfos, but again, that's quoted by the Rishonim, that opinion. But Tosfos, in Dav Gimel on the Beis, he says, Nakad Rav Yosef, Lefisha Yebaki B'Targum, Shish Kamin Yoni Targum, Velo Kedepirish Ba'alma, not like the Velt says. Says Tosis, Pirish Ba'alma, Lefisha Yasagi Nohar, Vivdaran Shavasavi Tereshala Omen Alpe, Velakaka Yomer Targum, the Mishem Eis Lasos Lashem. No! Says, Ein Lasos Lashem, Godom Izeh. So he says, what? He's never going to be able to say Psukim? So that is why Machlokas we've shown him whenever Rav Yosef is talking about Targumim. So Rav Yosef says, without this Targum, we wouldn't know what this Pasuk means. What does it mean? Which hesped is being referred to? Biyoma hahu, on that day, Yiski mispeid of Yerushalayim. There's gonna be a great hesped in Yerushalayim. On that day. Kimispeid da Achav ben Amri. Like the hesped that took place for Achav. The Katul Yasei Hadadrimon ben Tavrimon, Baramos Gilad. That he was killed by Hadadrimon in Ramos Gilad. So it's referring to the hesped that involved Hadadrimon. Ukimispeda Dioshio ben Ambaramon, the Katul Yasei Paro Chagir Bebigas Megiddo. And like the hesped of King Yoshiyahu. Remember we had the story back in Masechet Tainus also. That the Gemara said there that even a Cherev She'eno, a Cherev Shel Shalom, right, is a worry. Right, even not just a Cherev Shel Melchama. And the Gemara said, how do you know that even a Cherev Shel Shalom? Because Paro Necho was going through, and Yoshio stood up to him, and he was killed. Right, he was speared. Right, so that's what he was killed by. Paro Chagira, Paro the Lame, Bebikas Megiddo. So that's what the Pasuk's referring to. Right, something totally different. Right, the Bikat Megiddo and Ajad Yimon are two separate stories. Braisi, I need Daniel Avadi. Samara, Evan Hashem, Shari Milo, Ro Samara. Continue the Psukim, mention Psukim and Daniel. Aniel says, I saw a vision, and the people with me did not. Aval Charod, the Gedola Nafla Aleyem, Vayivrichu Behechavei, but they were very scared. They felt something, but they didn't know what they felt. Man Inu Anashim, who was with him, Amrav Yirmir, Vitamir, Vchibar Abba. Right, same person talking. That's why this is here. Next statement of his. Ze Chagai, Zechariah Malachi. They ran away. when they felt the vision coming. Inu adifi minei v'iu adef minayu. And Daniel says, in some sense they're greater than me, in some sense I'm greater than them. Inu adifi minayu, they're greater than me. Inu nevi'ei v'iu lo navi. They're nevi'im. I'm not a navi. What does that mean? Daniel's in Ksuvim, right? It's not in nevi'im. Why? Rashi. Inu nevi'ei, right in the middle of the Amud, sheniznabu li'Yisrael b'shlichuso shamacham. They got a nevuah, b'shlichus Hashem. V'hu lo nishtalach liYisrael shum nevuah. We don't have any nevuah from Daniel to tell us something. Chag HaZechai Malachi are in the, they're in the Treyasar. Right? V'iyu lo navi. And he was not a navi. We'll get back to that more, Hashem, soon. Let's just finish. Iyu adef minayu, but he, Daniel, is greater than them in a sense. V'iyu chazu inu lo chazu. He was on a level to have this vision. They didn't have this vision. So they didn't have the vision, so what were they scared about? Right? Why wasn't it just like Bilam and the Aton, who didn't see anything, didn't feel anything? So Avagav de'inu lo chazu mazlaihu chazu. Even though they didn't see it, but somehow their neshama knew what was, something was happening here, and they felt it. Amar Ravina, Shma Mina, Haiman de Mivis. That's why, says Ravina, if anybody's ever scared, Avagav de'inu lo chazi mazlaihu, even if you don't know what you're scared about, your mazel sees, Maitakati, what should you do in that circumstance? Likre Kriyashma. Say Kriyashma. Say Kriyashma to protect yourself. That's what the Rath Palam, the Ben Ish Chai writes in the Shuv. If you're ever scared anytime, just say Kriyashma. Be Makabal Malcha Shamayim. Right, that can protect you. V'ikayim b'makam atinofos. What if you're in a place where you're not allowed to say Kriyashma? You're in a dirty, halachically dirty place. Linshov miduchte arba gamidi. Just get 4 amos away from wherever you are. And that means changing your halachic rishus. Right, we know Dalet Amos, there's a Kenyan Dalet Amos, there's a Motzi Mei Rishus La Rishus, Dalet Amos is your Rishus, you go out of your Rishus. V'ilo, if you can't get out of your Rishus, Le'imahachi, say this to the danged prosecuting forces that are floating around. Iza de Beitavchi Shmeinim Minai. There's a lot of fat goats that are fatter than me in the marketplace. Go take one of them. You don't need me. You don't need me. Okay. Period. Rav Shechter has an Ikvei Atzon. The difference, I'm just going to mention it quickly now because we'll get to it again back on Dav Zayin where the source for this is. The Gemara there, that's the source for Tanakh. The source for Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim comes up on Dav Zayin, Be'ez Hashem, which we'll have in a couple of days. And there, Rav Shechter and Ikvei Atzon goes through, based on that Gemara, what's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Gemara says, Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. Ksov Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Navi, Basefer is Ksuvim. Why is Zos Torah, because Zos is from the word Zeh. Zeh Adavar, clarity of vision. That's Torah. That's why he's learning that from Zos. Zikaron, we mentioned a few days ago, Zikaron is always in the Torah, it's never to remember. It's Lahazkir. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, is Lahazkir Shabbos. Zachar is Asher HaSadach HaMalek. Zachar is Lahazkir, like we had yesterday. Nizkarim Menasim. Right, what is Nizkarim Lahazkir? We had it yesterday. So to Lahazkir, Nevi'im is from the word Zikaron, because Nevuah means a Navi is somebody who's given something from Hashem to give over to Klal Yisrael. Not to write over, and not to, just to keep to oneself. Right, a lot of people will communicate with God, but a Navi is someone who has a Shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara was saying, that Chag HaZechai Malachi were different from Daniel. Beis Hashem, we'll get back to that. But says the Gemara now, fourth wide line. V'hashta, back to Megillah. V'hashta da'amrin medina medina. V'ir va'ir l'drasha. Once you use those for the drasha, we got into this with Yehoshua ben Levi. Mishpachu mishpachu l'mayasa. What is that phrase teaching me? That every family has a chiv in the mitzvahs. Amar Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina. L'havi mishpachas kehuna v'levia shemevatlin avodas. Sonu bon l'shma mikra Megillah. To teach me that every family in the Jewish people have to keep, have to follow the mitzvahs, have to come and hear the Megillah, Mikra Megillah. Even the Kohanim and Levim doing Avoda. Damar Avyud Amar Rav. Kohanim Avodasam. Levim B'duchanam. Yisroel B'mahamadam. Everybody. Kulam Avalan Avodasam. Nubon Lishmo Mikra Megillah. Everybody's got to stop. Tani Nami Hachi. Kohanim Avodasam. Levim B'duchanam. Yisroel B'mahamadam. Kulan Mevatlin Avodasam. Uba'in Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. They all have to stop the Avoda. And come here in Megillah. Mikan Samchus Shabbos Rebbe, Shemevatlin Talmud Torah, Uban Lishma Mikra Megillah. And Rebbe says, even from this, you learn Talmud Torah also. Just stop there for a minute. First, there's a very important machlokas we've shown him here that is much discussed Purim time. Machlokas between Tosfos and the day in the Ritva. What does the Lashon Mevatlin mean? Mevatlin means usually to nullify, to be Mevatel. The Gemara says you're Mevatel Avoda to do Mikra Megillah. Is that really true? What if reading Megillah would make us, make the Kohanim not be able to do the Avodah that day. Do you read Megillah then? So the Ritva says, no way. What, a Din Darabanan is going to be Mevatel Avodah D'Oraisa? The Ritva says, L'maskana, no way. And Tosva says, no way, implicitly. Tosva says, you know what Mevatel in here means? Doing it later. And that's also called a Bittel, which is a huge Chiddush for a different sugya, the sugya of Zrizus. If I don't do something Bezrizus, Tosva says, that's called a Bittel. That's a very important line in Tosfos. Top line. Tosfos says, Mishayla Yama, Vizman Avoda, Vemenichanosa, and they're leaving it to do it later, that's called a bittel. If I don't do something when I should do it, and I push it off to later, that's called a bittel. But that's what you do here. Meaning Tosfos, the assumption at the top Tosfos is that if you'd really be Mavatal it, then you would not be able to do it. But the Ritva has a Deya. He doesn't hold to this Deya Lamaskana. But he has an opinion that even if you're mevatelit, v'yesh mefarshim mevatlin avodasan legamre afilu kishein shows bayom machzor avodasan. Even if you're not going to have time, the chachamim yo'ol cholo makar davar minator b'shev al tasa. The chacham could tell you not to blow shofar, not to lulav, and not to do the avoda shev al tasa. The Ritva says ve'ena mechuvar. I don't like it. That's the daya in the Ritva. If you look in the Taz and Uchas Purim, the Taz likes that daya. Doesn't quote the Dayan, but he says that's what he thinks of the understanding. The Taz and Tuf Resh Pei Zion. Tuf Resh Pei Zion, the Sefez, the Taz says that that's his understanding of the halacha, Mevatlin, Mipnei, Mikra Megillah. Okay, there's no Debi Huda about this, but we'll have to hold off on that for now. Says the Gemara now. So the Gemara Rebbe says, so he, the base Rebbe learned from this that even Talmud Torah, you're Mevatel Talmud Torah to hear the Megillah. How do you know that? Kal v'chomer me avoda. It's a kal v'chomer from avoda. Uma avoda shi chamura mivatlinon. If avoda, which is very chamur, avoda which is very chamur, and yet you're mevatel avoda for mikra megillah. Talmud Torah lakosh again. Talmud Torah surely, right? Tam avoda pashtus is more chamur than Talmud Torah. Sounds like, says the Gemara. Really, the avoda chamur mitalmud Torah is avoda really more chamur? But doesn't the pasuk say in Yehoshua? But Yeshua be Yericho. Yeshua was around Yericho. Right, the walls were going to fall down. And he sees a man coming to him. Right after the walls had fell down, they were going to attack Ai. Remember the story? And then they were pushed back. And there was a man coming. It wasn't really a man. It was an angel was coming near him. The Gomer. And he bowed down to him. Parenthetically, says the Gemara, "V'hechi yavet hachi." How can he do this and give him shalom? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi also allowed them shitin shalom lachaver b'alayla. You can't just say hello to somebody at night if you're not sure who it is. Chayshin Hashem Hashedu. Maybe it's a demon, and you're allowed to be masker shem shemayim to a demon. So shani hasam da'amar lei ki ani sar tzva Hashem. He said it. He already identified himself that he's a sar tzva of God. V'dima mishakri. Maybe he was lying. Gemiri. No, we have a mesora de lo mafki shem shemayim levatala. Demons don't say Shem Shemayim for nothing. So if he already said that, okay, Yeshua knew it was true. Back to the conversation. So he's, what, the Sar Tzva is coming to Yeshua before on the battlefield. Amarlo, he says to Yeshua, Emesh bital dem tamid shobein harabayim, yesterday you were mevatel. You didn't give the tamid shobein harabayim. V'yachsha bital dem, in the Mishkan. V'yachsha bital dem Talmud Torah. And now you're mevatel Talmud Torah, meaning you're not going to war yet, so give a shear. Amar lo aleza mehamba, so Yeshua says, okay, which one did you come for? Which is the more serious violation? Amar lo atabasi. Now I came. Meaning, for the problem of now I came. And therefore, miyad! Vayalon Yeshua balayla hu betocha emek. Yeshua, stays overnight in the emek, in the valley. What does that mean? Amar Yochanan, malameid shalon ba'omka shel halacha. He stayed in the depths of halacha. In the omek of halacha. And what do you see from there? Question mark. So what the Gemara's whole lima before was that, Avodah is more chomer than Talmud Torah. And therefore, if Mikra Megillah knocks out Avodah, Mikra Megillah should knock out Talmud Torah. But what do you mean? Talmud Torah is more chomer than Avodah. You see from here, that's why the Malach came. But I think I heard from Rav Asher Weiss that it's amazing that it says, if you're on the battlefield, it might be somewhat difficult to like concentrate and give a shiur. So if you'd give a shiur, what would be your shiur topic? Maybe some Bekiyas, maybe some Sichas Musar. What does it say here? He gave an Ian Shear. Ba'omka shel halacha. He went ba'amkus. It wasn't just a cursory, whatever the topic was. Ba'omek shel halacha. That's right. Atabasi. Came for now. Anyways, the Gemara says, Tamat Torah is more chamor than Tamit. The Gemara says, lo kasha, hadarabim hadayachid. No, it depends, rabim or yachid. Tamat Torah derabim, right? As in the case of Yeshua, is the Tamat Torah of rabim. So that's more chamor than avoda. Masha'ekein, Tamat Torah of yachid. At this point in the Gemara, what does it sound like? The Gemara has a fleeting thought, possibly, that the Tamat Torah of rabim is more chamor than avoda, and therefore what? You might say that Shabbos is, or Megillah is docha, everything's docha avoda, and Talmud Torah deyachid, but maybe not Talmud Torah derabim. There's a fleeting line in the Pnei Yehoshua that all the Achronim jump on, but it's there. It's there in the Pnei Yehoshua where the Pnei Yehoshua says, is Talmud Torah docha Shabbos? To learn Torah, of course it's not docha Shabbos, the Gemara says. Where does the Gemara say it? Gemara on Shabbos. You're not allowed to learn La'ar HaNer. Why? Because you might come to be mata. So even if achshash is a drabanan, it's not doche. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's only by Talmud Torah diyachid. But a Talmud Torah de Kol Yisrael, like here, Talmud Torah de Rabim, maybe it would be doche Shabbos. What if you have a gadol ador that needs to give a shir to all of Kol Yisrael? Is he allowed to use a microphone? Because he's not going to be heard. Is he allowed to drive up to the front? Whatever. The Pnei Yeshua has a line right here. Megillah, Gimel on the base. Right here, where he says, "V'heicha d'shaychi efshar d'inachinami d'dochi." Wow. V'od d'legamre lo mishkachasa. You're never gonna find the heichi timti is never gonna come up. Why? Because what do you need the gadol ador? Everybody can learn the same thing themselves. D'ha yachol kolechad misro lo motorah shelo ayidei adachia. But theoretically, unbelievable. The chashuk. Rabosai, we're back in Chashuk Echemen land. There's no Chashuk Echemen on Tinus. But there was one on, there is one, I don't think so. There's one on Megillah. See, he discusses this Bnei Yeshua and says, how could it be? How could it be? Halacha L'maisi says, Pashut, Shasa L'chal Shabbos Avrzeh. K'mosha Kasa Bnei Yeshua V'atzma, the next line. But he has that fleeting thought that, about Talmud Torah the Rabbin. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, fourth line. V'du Yachid Kal. So now we're saying, but Talmud Torah the Yachid is more Kal. It's very kal, but it's not so kal. The Mishnah says in Moed Katan, Noshin b'moed ma'anos avalom etapchos anchala moed. They had different behaviors of whalers. They had special whalers that were hired at Levias to help people get into the mood. So they did different things. Sometimes they really did extreme measures, and sometimes they did less extreme measures. So Noshin b'moed anchala moed. You got to tone it down a little bit because it's chala moed. So ma'anos avalom etapchos. Ma'anos, cried out, but they didn't beat themselves on the chest, which is a more serious behavior. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Imhayu smuchos lamita metapchos. If they're close to the coffin, so then metapchos, then they would even be mitapeach, which is beat themselves on the chest. Brashe chadashim bechanagel v'porim. On those days, ma'anos u'metapchos. Bezeo bazeh avalom makonenos. That's less than cholamoites. They would be able to even be mitapeach, but they wouldn't be makone, meaning responsive whales. That's the most chamer. V'yama Rabba Barhuna ein moed b'fnei Talmud Chacham. You don't treat chalamoid as chalamoid when you're talking about a Talmud Chacham. Kol shekein chanagah v'purim and shulchan chanagah in Purim. Question mark. So you see, Talmud Torah is very important. See, somebody who learned Torah, you just doche a chalamoid to give him the proper respect. Says the Gemara, kavod Torah ka'amrit. We're not talking about Talmud Torah here. We're talking about kavod Torah, giving kavod to someone who learned Torah. Kavod Torah diyachid chamor. Talmud Torah diyachid kal, period. There's a big difference between kavod haTorah, that could be docha, someone's own personal learning, so that's not. That has to be nidche. Good. As we know, the Talmud Torah, the kavod haTorah is the Gemara says here, Ravan Kaler is quoted as saying that, you see from this Gemara, kavod haTorah, that how we have to hold ourselves in terms, even more than learning Torah. But how we other people look at us, that we are the ones who learn Torah, the high standard that we have to have for ourselves because of that. It says Torah, Kavod haTorah is chamur. Kavod haTorah is chamur, and we have to make sure that we give off a proper Kiddush Hashem for Kavod haTorah. Again, all of these lines are jam-packed, but we have to continue. Amar Rava, Pshitali, Avodu, Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah Adif. So other times when you have competitions. Avoda and Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah wins, as we said before. Midir Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah Adif. Torah and Megillah, Mikra Megillah wins. Midir Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe, as we had earlier, as Beis Rebbe said. By the way, we've had a Daf Be'in Shir, but in general, Talmud Torah is pushed aside for all mitzvos. For all mitzvos, right? You don't say Ozeg B'mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah when you're learning Torah. Generally. But here you have a specific limit by Megillah. Talmud Torah, Umeis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah Adif. Tamatara Mesmitzvah wins. Be the Tanya. Mevatlan Tamatara lo tosa mace, mevatel Torah to for tosa mace, which might not even include only a mace mitzvah. Any mace. Ula achnasas kala, and to be machnis a kala. What does that mean? What does it mean machnis kala? Go to a wedding, dance at a wedding. Right, we don't have time right now, but the when this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Eved Ezer and Siman Slamachay about being mevatel Torah Achronas Kala, the Achronin, the poskim on the page discuss what exactly this means, because as we know, Kiddushin is very clear what Kiddushin is. Kesef Shtar and Bia, we do Kesef today. What's Chuppah? There's no clear Gemara in Shas that says what Chuppah is. That's why there's six different shitas in the Rishonim. What does chuppah mean? Does it mean a canopy? Does it mean yichud? Does it mean the badekin? Does it mean a makam yuchad for the chassan and the kala that everybody sees? Very unclear. So we do all of them. Just sheva brachas. We do all of them to be sure. So what does this mean? Lahachnasas kala. Which part of the wedding? You know, does it mean mevat l'tam Torah? Period. Avodu meis mitzvah adif. Avodu meis mitzvah again. Bitz avoda. You learn that from a pasik by Nazir, mi v'la'achoso, from the word v'la'achoso, the Tanya v'la'achoso, we come in the middle. Rashi quotes the first half of the Drashas Chazal. But we come in that every word by Nazir is extra. So v'la'achoso, matam alamar, what do we need the word v'la'achoso for? We already know. He's not matami for anybody. Even his family. He's going to do a mitzvah. And he hears that his relative died. You might think he should be metame himself. Amar lo yatame. No, he does not become tame. You might think that a nazir, just like he does not become metame for his family, he doesn't become tame for his meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah beats everything. Remember the fascinating machlokes in Nazir, if you have a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol walking down the street, and they see a Meis Mitzvah, who is Matami themselves? Machlokas Tanoim. Right, who? They're both not allowed to be Matami, except for a Meis Mitzvah. Who is less? Fascinating Machlokas. Boy Rava, Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah, Heiminayu Adiv. Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah, which wins? Mikra Megillah Adiv, Bishum Pirsumei Nisa. Otev Meis Mitzvah Adiv, Bishum Kavad Abrius. Basad Abaya, Adir Pashta, Meis Mitzvah, Adir Meis Mitzvah beats everything. To Amar Mar, Godo Kavad Abrius, Shedoches Los Hasei Sheva Torah. Great is Kavad Abrius, which is Doche, the Los Hasei Sheva Torah. What Los Hasei? So Rashi says this is a Los Sucha Lehis Aleim. We know there are certain Los Haseis, like going to find do Hashavas Aveda in the cemetery, or the Hashavas Aveda if you're an elderly, a Zakein, or a great rabbi is beneath their covet to go return the pencil. So you're allowed to violate a los asay because of kavod abrius. Okay, other rishonim, most rishonim, the Ran here and others quote no. The los asay here is referring to los asur, referring to all isurei derabanan. All isurei derabanan are knocked out because of kavod abrius. That's what this line means. Gadol kavod abrius shedoche as los asay sheba Torah. Just to end off with, it says v'achoso here, one sister. So the Chashuk Chemed here, he says chidah. There's a riddle. The riddle of Zerberstein says, is there ever a time that it's possible that somebody sits Shiva for their sister, and then they find out that, if you tachin, Shoshama Shemesachoso, Tok Shloshim Yo Mipti Rasa, is it possible that somebody, start again, that somebody finds out that their sister died within 30 days of the Ptir of the sister, and they don't have to sit Shiva? What's the case? So he doesn't pass on this way in the end, but he says, Maisa Shahaya, there was a story. There was a story that a person heard that their sister died of one line, the days of old where it wasn't near the Niftar, and he sat Shiva. And after Shiva, a day later, he finds out that it was the wrong sister. That sister didn't die, a different sister died. So what's the halacha? Does he have to sit Shiva again? He sat Shiva for his sister, the wrong sister. So it was, so Lamaskana, he quotes some Achrodim that say he does not have to sit Shiva again. Doesn't have to sit Shiva again. Maybe based on a Gemara that talks about where you tore Kriya for one person, and then within Tok De Dibra you found out it was the wrong person, your Yotzi De Kriya. Well, Maskan at the end of the day, he says he doesn't paskin this way. But he says at least, V'lachoso! Right? V'lachoso, there's a possibility that some Achronim discuss. Again, obviously there's a lot more here, but we will stop at Hashem. We'll continue. The next stop at Hashem will be given a little later. It'll be up at Hashem before the day, but it's not going to be a full day ahead. It's going to be a half a day ahead. And then we'll get back to the regular schedule, Shavuos and Tammuz, and after. Okay, we'll stop here.